And the pitch. A swing, and there's a fly ball to left near the line. Green is over, and it's foul off the railing. 1-1. Wayne Causey went the opposite way, and he sent it off the railing foul down the left field line. Green fields the ball now and throws it into Versalles. Versalles throws it out of play. Causey stands back in. At the end of every inning today, we have said nothing across. The A's go down in order. They're looking for their first base runner. This, Herb and Halsey and I have said in every inning. Here's the windup. 1-1 pitch. A swing, and there's a ground ball to Bernie Allen. He has it. He throws. Got him. And now George Alusic, a right-handed batter. Average 295. He played in this series in the first two games in left field. 10 home runs, 28 runs batted in. He formerly played with Detroit. One out, none on, top of the ninth. Twins 1, Athletics nothing. Outfield plays him just a bit to the left. Kralik picks up a little stone on the mound, flicks it away. Rollins now at third, must of course guard against a bunt. He plays about two steps behind the bag. Alusic is waiting. Kralik winds. Here's the pitch. Inside corner, strike one called. On deck is Billy Consolo, a former Twin. Kralik winds. Here's the pitch. Inside, he moved him back with a very close pitch. 1-1. Both bullpens are active, but all of our interest is centered on the playing field right now. Kralik goes to the rosin bag, kicks some dirt around, adjusts the cap, kicks some more dirt. Adjusts the cap again, kicks some more dirt, tosses the ball in the glove. Ball one, strike one. Here's the windup and the pitch. Inside, ball two, 2-1. JoJo White, the third base coach, has roamed about 15, 20 feet beyond the coaching box toward left field. Alusic waiting, ball two, strike one. Here's the windup and the pitch. A swing and a foul past third on the ground, and it's 2-2. The wind, as it has all of this game, is blowing from right center field across the left field line. Kralik rubs up a new ball. Bernie Allen pretty well over to his right near second. Ball two, strike two. Kralik again picks up a couple of little pebbles around the rubber and tosses them away. Alusic stepped out for a moment, now back in. Here's the windup. 2-2 pitch. Just outside. 3-2. He missed at the letters. And a full count. I'm trying to recall if that's the first full count that Kralik's gone to today.
I don't recall, Ray, myself.
Herb says it's the second. Simoli in the second inning, just before Simoli hit a shot back to Kralik and Kralik threw him out. Thank you, Herb. Where is the pressure the most right now? 3-2 on the batter. One out, top of the ninth inning. Twins leading 1-0. Kralik winds. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a foul back. A foul back to the screen. He came right down the pipe. Didn't try to get cute. Just came right down the alley. It's still 3-2. Jim Honichik is the ball and strike umpire.
There's a lot of pressure on him right now,
too. There sure is. Alusik stands back in. Jack studies the sign. Here's the windup and the pitch. Outside, ball four. The A's have their first base runner. Alusik, batting for Bryan, walks on a 3-2 pitch. The batter will be Billy Consolo. The runner for Alusik will be the speedy Dick Houser, out of action because of a fractured thumb for quite some time. Consolo, well-traveled over the last few years, is batting at 238. He is a stocky right-handed batter, used by the A's as a utility infielder. He bats with one out and one on, the first Kansas City man to reach base. Alusik walked on a high outside 3-2 pitch. Kralik, for the first time today, pitches out of a stretch. Here's the pitch. A strike, letter-high fastball, 0-1. On deck, Del Greco. Twins infield deployed in hope for double play position. Tuttle plays straight away in center field to Consolo. Houser leads at first. Power holds the bag. Here's the pitch. High, throw to first. Ball got away from Power a few feet. And Houser made a false break toward first, toward second, and then came back to the bag. The ball off Power's glove sort of skidded down the right field line in foul territory. Houser elected not to try to go to second. Ball one, strike one, the count to Consolo. Dario Lodigiani, having some sort of a conversation with the first base umpire. Perhaps he is maintaining there might have been interference as Power went for that ball in holding up Houser. I'm only assuming that. Power back on the bag. Consolo stands in. Here's the stretch and the set. 1-1 pitch. A swing, and there's a pop-up. Wide of first, Vic Power over by the Twins' dugout, near the dugout, on the warning track, makes the catch. Two down. Two down. Ninth inning, one man on. The only man to reach base against Kralik. George Alusik walking on a 3-2 pitch with one out in the ninth inning. Houser running for him is on first. Here is Del Greco. A fly to left. A ground ball to the shortstop. A ground ball to third. A right-handed batter. Twins 1, Athletics nothing. Houser takes a short lead. Kralik to the set. Here's the pitch. High and outside, ball one. The only run of this game. Bernie Allen scored it. Green drove it in. Two sacrifices got Bernie Allen to third from where he could score. Kralik checks Houser. Here's the pitch. A swing, and there's a pop-up. Vic Power in foul territory goes for the dugout. He's waiting. He has it. No hit, no run game. A no-hit, no-run game for Jack Kralik. The dugout empties. He was within one pitch of a perfect game. Halsey, Halsey, what a great, great performance by Jack Kralik. And I must say, it makes it all the more memorable by the fact that it was a 1-0 game. It wasn't a 9-0 game where players would perhaps go after a first pitch or chase a bad pitch.
Everybody was bearing down to the limit. They had two pinch hitters in the ball game. And that 3-2 pitch to Alusik, the closest thing to a perfect game since Don Larson's game against the Dodgers in the World Series. The closest thing to a perfect game, of course, Harvey Haddix of Pittsburgh throwing 12 perfect innings against the Braves and then losing. I haven't been thrilled like this in a long time. Of course, it was an anticlimax to see that base on balls, but for heaven's sake, what of it?
Well, Halsey, I'll leave it up to you to summarize this game in just 1 minute.
Let's toast the winning Twins, let's give our team a cheer. They won today, let's shout hooray
with a cold, refreshing Hams beer.
Let's toast the winning Twins, let's sing out loud and clear. For the game they won, a job well done. We're all for the winning Twins, we're all for a cold Hams beer. Winning Twins, let's give our team a cheer. They won today, let's shout hooray
with a cold, refreshing Hams beer.
Let's toast the winning Twins, let's sing out loud and clear. For the game they won, a job well done. We're all for the winning Twins, we're all for a cold Hams beer.
I didn't figure that out.
Well, this game, ladies and gentlemen, a no-hitter for Jack Kralik. One man on base, George Ilusic walking with 3-2 with one out in the ninth inning. Kralik had retired 25 consecutive batters. And this is the first no-hit game by a Washington or Minnesota pitcher since August 8th of 1931, when a left-hander named Bob Burke, who ironically enough was just a mediocre pitcher, threw a no-hitter against the Red Sox and won it 5-0. Today, Jack Kralik won his 1-0 pressure pack. Drama packed as the Twins didn't break through the magnificent pitching of Bill Fisher until the seventh inning. Oh, they were always trying to get more than one run. Always trying to get more than one run, but Fisher would shut the door. The one base on balls in the game, and that was issued by Kralik. The Twins made 8 hits, no errors. Kansas City, no runs, no hits, and one error. A beautiful contest. The Twins gain on the Yankees. They may gain on the Angels. And this winds up our homestand for a couple of weeks. Boy, oh boy, the memory of this game will stick with the fans maybe forever.